Good evening. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out on BBSRadio.com. Tonight is a very important night. It happens to be a full moon in Capricorn in July of 2017. And it is opening the door for the great eclipse that is coming across the planet on August 21st. The full moon is at 17 degrees Capricorn. Capricorn is the father. It is ruled by Saturn, plus the forces of a cardinal grand cross joins the eclipse. Uranus is in Aries, Pluto and the moon are in Capricorn, Jupiter is in Libra, and Mars is in Cancer. You will be making changes, whether you want it or not. You're going to be making changes that you began to make or started on 2008. You're going to be revisiting the energies of 2008. What happened to you in that year? People's lives have shifted since then, certainly. You may need to stick up for yourself. The moon and Pluto will bring up issues of nurturing. In 2008, I remember I bought a new car and I also began building my second home, which I kept for several years. And it was the crash, the stock market crash, where we had the housing problem, if you remember. And a lot of people lost money on their houses. They went underwater and all that sort of thing. So I am certain that we are going to have some problems with the government and with world problems. You could be feeling isolated, lonely, empty. Much has ended. But you haven't yet filled that void. When you end something, when you finish something, like completing a project, ending a relationship, decide you're not going back to the job, you create something called a void. Usually people go into fear at that point and they don't know what they want to do. This energy will have you looking at your deepest emotions. This can be very, very challenging. What issues did you have with your mother? With Jupiter in Libra, interactions with your relationships will also come to light. Again, this is Elizabeth Joyce with Left to Find Out. Tonight we're having an open line show. And to call in to ask your question, the number is 888-429-5471. Again, this is a call-in show. We're going to answer your questions, especially about what's coming for you over this eclipse. The number to call is 888-429-5471. 5471. And we have with us Anne from New Jersey. How are you, Anne?
I'm fine. How are you?
Oh, good. I just returned from vacation, so I'm extra specially good tonight. What can I do for you, Anne?
Okay, I have a question about my brother. He's in a long-distance relationship with someone. And I'm wondering if this will last or where it will really go.
I'm sorry, I cannot answer that question for you, Anne. It's out of order, and it's none of your business. It's your brother. Oh. He has to ask the question, not you. I can answer a question about you.
Okay. How about... I'm thinking of maybe purchasing another home. Would this be a good idea? And if so, should I purchase it in partnership with one of my children or not?
You can do several things with a home if you want to include your children. If you purchase it with your child, you need to make sure that you have something called life rights, that you will always be able to go there no matter what. Now, you're in New Jersey, and are you purchasing the home in New Jersey or in a different state?
No, it would be in California. I'm only visiting in New Jersey right now.
Well, if it's in California, you have to know what California laws are. But you need to make sure of two things. One, that you have life rights, Anne, as would your child. And two, that if you died, the deed and ownership would go directly to your child. That's called ownership in entirety. I don't know if you're aware that there are six or seven different kinds of deeds you can have. So you would want ownership in entirety. You're going through a time where you will be taking more responsibility. I do want to warn you that we are going to have a rough three last months of 2017. So make sure that it's what you want to do. Make sure that it's right for you and all the finances are in place before you do it. Okay?
Okay.
Thank you.
This
is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out, and we're talking about tonight's full moon in Capricorn, which is life-changing and could prove to be difficult. And we're taking calls from our listeners asking questions about how this will affect us and what's coming on August 21st with the full moon eclipse across the United States in Leo. I have Pat from California. Hi, Pat. How are you?
Hi, good.
What can I do for you?
I have a question regarding... I'm sorry?
What can I do for you?
Oh, yes. I'm dealing with a situation with my disabled son regarding some issues that we had with his community college, with his account getting hacked and everything. We went through all the channels in the school and the district and the board and so on. And now we're at the point where the person that was helping us out, the next step would be a lawsuit, just to bring it to the attention surface to everybody, because no one seems to want to look at that evidence. Not sure if this is something that I'm supposed to proceed, or can I just let it go at this point in time?
Well, what are you trying to recoup, Pat? Pat, what are you trying to recoup?
Well, basically his grades for some of the classes that got hacked, and then also his validity, because his credibility basically, you know, was...
I believe that you should talk to a lawyer, and I believe that you should find out what the legalities are in your state. When is your son's birthday?
He is May 22nd, 1994.
Okay, you want to get this handled and talk to somebody and get the information before the end of July, if you possibly can. Sometimes when you tell somebody that you're either going to Facebook it or that you're going to go into legal proceedings, they will cooperate with you. It's too bad you have to go that far, but sometimes you do. Go and find out what your rights are and then follow the steps. Okay, Pat?
Okay, great. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Mm-hmm. Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out, and we're talking about the full moon in Capricorn tonight. You could receive some unexpected yet unwelcome communication. Don't allow things to spiral out of control in your life. It will either stir up your creative juices or will make you want to curl up under a blanket and hide. This Capricorn full moon will help you out on the brakes. The ability to be serious and focused may be just what the doctor ordered. Did you hear that, Pat? Be serious, focused, and go ahead with what you need to do. Now we have Penny from New Jersey. Hello, Penny. How are you?
Good. How are you? Thank you for taking my call. I had spoken to you back in January, and I had asked you about, you know, meeting somebody, and you said I would in a month or two, and I did. And the relationship lasted about 3 months, and, you know, I thought that this person had a lot of potential, and then it ended. And I just feel like, oh, am I ever going to meet somebody?
All right, you Penny, you need to listen. You really need to listen. What you're saying is very unfair to you, because you need to find out why you attracted the same old, same old. You attracted same energy in a different face. Until that is healed within you, you will not attract the handsome stranger. You need to work on your energy, and you need to work on present life regression work. Do you have anybody in your area that's an energy healer? You in
myself,
New Jersey.
Down in Cape May. I could look into it.
You need to do that, Penny. You really need to work with it. And you can always send me an email offline, and I could give you a reading on it, and I could probably do some of the present life regression work via Skype. But you have to clean out that fear, anger, and judgment. You really do.
I will be calling you then.
Okay, thank you, Penny. Thank you for calling.
Thank you.
Fine.
Thank you. Bye.
Remembering something about this full moon, Pluto is in full power at this time because it conjuncts the full moon. This can make you want to clean up, clear out your junk, cut back physically, financially, reduce either weight or reduce all the crap in your house and all the clutter, or it can create power plays. It's time to clear up your emotions and let go, trust, and let God. This is an intense period for the next 2 weeks. Again, this is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out. We are having an open mic show tonight. The number to call to ask your question is 888-429-5471. And I'd be happy to answer your questions. If you're feeling challenged emotionally, give me a call. David from New York. How are you, David?
I'm good. I have a question for you about karma. Do our actions toward animals affect our karma? And also, does karma affect animals and nations?
All right, let me say this to you. Everything, everything that you do affects your karma. Everything. If you tell a lie, it affects your karma. If you help an elderly person, it affects your karma. Absolutely. It does. And do animals affect, what was that other question, David?
Do our actions toward animals affect our karma?
Our action towards animals can affect our karma, especially if we're hateful to animals. Definitely. Animals are here to love us unconditionally. You know that. Some animals are here to bring us food, and they do it willingly. I guess you know that, too. But yes, the answer is yes. Exactly how, I don't think anybody is 100% sure of, but it's best to love everything. This is a time for love. We're going into this eclipse, and the only way through it is to love it. So thank you for your call, David.
And I'm enjoying the new Spiritual Chakras book.
Oh, wonderful. Thank you for that.
This is
Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out. We're also talking about Jupiter, who is in Libra, creating a grand cross. And the interactions with your relationships, as David asked about animals, we also can ask about children, parents, and people in our lives. Does that affect our karma? It certainly does. I have Dorothy here from Oregon. Good evening, Dorothy. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you.
Thank you for calling. Let's find out. What can I do for you?
Well, the great eclipse is going to be... I'm having a nodal return, and during the eclipse, the nodes will be the same as my nodes. And my north nodes conjunct Chiron in a sixth house of health, and I have big issues with my knees. Everything I've done, nothing seems to heal my knees, and I'm wondering spiritually or what is blocking me from healing.
Well, here's a couple of things. Number one, you're in Oregon. Is that true?
Yes.
Okay, the eclipse passes directly across you. Did you know that? It's going right over
your... Yes, I'm aware of that. Can't wait.
Okay, so it's going to affect you more than a lot of other people. Knees are about moving forward in life. I don't know if you've read Louise Hay, You Can Heal Your Life, but you'll get a lot of...
Yes, I have.
Okay, look that up again about knees. And if you've tried everything, have you tried going inside? Have you tried working on your inner fears? Because that's what this eclipse is going to do. It's going to have everybody within.
I have, you know, I've tried. I'm very metaphysical. I'm into astrology. I'm at my wit's end. I'm going through some really great treatments with this doctor about my knees. But I just sense that it's almost like past life or something keeps me from being healing, and I don't know what it is, and I do work on my stuff.
Dorothy, it's you not being able to let go of whatever it is. Moving forward in life, the left knee is women, the right knee is men, and you really can go deeper. you probably need some energetic work, or maybe you and I could work together one or two times offline. It's not that anything's wrong. You may have just used up your juices and you may have to have the knee replaced. I don't know. I'd have to look at your chart and all of that. But you're on the right road. And I know it's gotten a little easier for you. Isn't that true?
Financially, a little bit, yes.
No, I mean physically. There's been
no,
some...
No, actually, I since I've gotten the treatments, I feel worse.
Okay. If that's true, then that's telling you that there's not a... can you turn down your radio, please? That it's not physical as much as it is emotional. So you might be resenting the fact that the treatments aren't working. You might be putting in the judgment, this isn't going to work again. Look at how hard I've tried. All of that is negative, as you know. So work on transformation. It's very intense. And work on surrender. Work on surrender.
Oh, do so I, hard. Surrender.
Surrender.
I have a Scorpio moon, and I find it really hard to surrender.
Scorpio moon is the most difficult placement of the moon in astrology. Surrender, trust, and do what you feel you're being led to. It sounds to me like you're being led to replace the knees. So work on that and see what you come up with your healer. I really appreciate your calling. Let's find out. Thank you, Dorothy.
Thank you very much.
Okay, here we are now. On the positive side of this full moon tonight, there is a grand trine in fire with Sagittarius having Saturn, Uranus is in Aries, and the sun is moving into Leo on July 20th. So whatever you're going through should begin to ease up at that time. At least we have something to look forward to. I have Ann on from Oklahoma. Ann, how are you this evening?
Oh, good. How are you?
I'm good.
Good, good. Hey, so I have a choice between a friend of mine who wants me to help learn how to learn insurance so I can sell insurance, but I have an opportunity to learn astrology by a great astrologer and do that instead. If you
no, there
me,
is any instead, Ann. I would do what? The insurance. I would do the insurance because it's going to take a shorter time and it's going to bring you money in so that you can pay your bills. Once you learn the insurance and you have a steady job, then you can start with the astrology.
No, I already have a full-time job, so it's something I would do on the side, like on the weekends and things like that.
Well, in that case, if you're happy with your job, you go for the astrology.
Okay, because I had a palm reader who's a Vedic astrologer to say that I am intuitive and I should really use that gift more than just...
It's going to take you more than 2 years, Ann. It's going to take you more than 2 years. There is an awful lot to astrology. You can learn the basics. Have you done any card readings?
Just for myself.
And do you find that you are intuitive?
I find I'm intuitive a lot, even without cards. Like, I just kind of can feel my way through things,
okay.
You know.
Give it a shot. You can always study insurance. Give it a shot. See how you feel about the classes after you take the first group of them. Just know that this is a minimum of a 2-year process, and I wish you luck.
Thank you
for calling. Let's find out. We'll take one more, and then we're going to go into a very interesting song by Mandy Patinkin. It's called No More, and I picked it tonight because we are going into some endings, and I'm hoping that it will bring you a little bit of nourishment. Let's talk with Carol from California. Hello, Carol.
Hi. My question is, I got an autoimmune disease last year in March, and I'm wondering if, one, it's behind me, and because I feel more arthritic now. So I don't know if that's something new or if it's still the autoimmune disease.
I think it's still the autoimmune disease, and I do think that you need to have some special treatments. Have you done anything with magnets? magnets will help you a tremendous amount. As a matter of fact, I went, I was with the Holy Mother the last 2 weeks, and a girlfriend had a magnet bed. She had bought a coverlet with magnets. I slept on that bed and woke up with no body pain. So
really?
That's,
so like, is it like a mattress pad with magnets?
It's mattress pad with magnets, and you can Google it. And it's a healing pad, and you sleep on it, and it rearranges your circulatory system, which is what the main problem is. And you could feel like $1 million. I know that it's a bit expensive, but it's worth it. And I'm sure there's other...
So you think mine is a circulatory problem?
Usually arthritic conditions are. Are you giving up the big four? No red meats, no alcohol, no caffeine, and no sugar.
Oh, no, I haven't given all that up.
Then you're going to continue to have the problem no matter what you do. Again, red meats, alcohol, sugar, caffeine, and any processed foods. You have to be so careful right now, at least for the next 6 months, Carol.
Okay.
So please do that. If you need more information, you can also email me offline. My email is Elizabeth_Joyce@Verizon.net.
Do you think I need to go back on the prednisone as a medication? Because
no.
That's what they've had me on for this.
No, absolutely not.
Because I don't want to take that anymore.
My question to you is, are you ready to give up red meats, alcohol, sugar, and caffeine?
I could, yes. The hardest part's going to be the sugar. But yeah, the rest of them is not going to be hard at all.
Drink a lot of liquid, start eating bananas and yogurt. They will both help you.
Okay.
Thank you for calling. Let's find out.
Okay, thank you.
This is Elizabeth Joyce, and we are now going to listen to Mandy Patinkin singing No More, and we're going to toast to this full moon in Capricorn tonight.
No more questions, please. No more tests. Comes the day you say what for, please. No more. They disappoint, they disappear, they die, but they don't. They disappoint and turn, I fear, forgive, though they won't. No more riddles, no more jests, no more curses you can't undo, left by fathers who never knew, no more quests. Time to shut the door. Just no more. Running away, let's do it. Free from the ties that bind. No more despair or burdens to bear out there in the yonder. Running away. Go to it. Where did you have in mind? Have to take care, unless there's a where, you'll always be wandering blind. Just more questions, different kind. Where are we to go? Where are we ever to go? Running away, let's do it. Why sit around, resign? Trouble is son, the farther you run, the more you feel undefined. For what you have left undone, and more. What you've left behind. We disappoint, we leave a mess, we die, but we don't. We disappoint and turn, I guess, forget, though we won't. Like father, like son.
This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out, and that was Mandy Patinkin with No More. And of course, it's talking about life and what we do to ourselves and what happens to us as we go through life, and sometimes how we can get very frustrated. But the secret is to remember the three P's. We're coming into a time where they're going to be tested: passion, patience, and power. And of course, we're going to have a lot happening with our nation and across the world during this intense time. Now is the time to know that all you do is sacred. As you move forward towards your dreams, the dreams move toward you. You must take an action. You must take a step to bring that which you desire into your reality. Make your life a work of your heart. You know, we either come from our heart or we come from fear. That's what we do, one or the other. It's best to come from our heart. Of course, we may have to learn how to present how we feel to people. Nourishment is what we need to go forward, because this helps us overcome our blocks and our fears. We need to give yourself nourishment, gentleness, and softness. Choose to become in balance with your loved ones. Don't talk about the family issues and the years-long family arguments. Bring it all into the balance of love. Also, become aware of your reactions in your everyday affairs. You will definitely be challenged emotionally about moving forward or to continue to do things the same old way. You need to discover how to do the things you want to do in new ways. The rest of July and August brings a strong, intense energy. There are seven planets in cardinal signs. This time is about awakening, looking within, creating balance, and taking action. Equality, justice, and empowerment. These are your steps to peace. A crisis is coming. And you may begin to feel that you're not going to get your needs met, that you're not safe. But remember, the way out is the way in, and the way in is the way out. When Mandy sang the song a few minutes ago, No More, he said, where do we go? What do we do? Where do we go? Isn't that what Scarlett O'Hara asked in Gone with the Wind? You go within. Meditate. Take the time for the silence. Move into the silence. And as you do that, your answers and your guidance will come. They always do. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out. Tonight we're having an open mic and we are discussing the full moon in Capricorn, bringing life changes events that could be difficult. This is an open mic show. And the answer is to call in with your questions. The answer, the phone number is 888-429-5471. It's now time for our station break, and we are going to be listening to these important messages, and then we will be back with more of Let's Find Out and the Full Moon in Capricorn. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out, and now it's time for your weekly cosmic tip. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Stargazing, week of July 10th through July 16th, 2017. The sun is opposite Pluto on Sunday and will be strongest in the evening. Of course, this is our full moon in Capricorn, which could deliver some upsetting news depending on where Capricorn appears in your chart. How are you balancing nurturing and responsibility? Avoid the ego battles this week, as well as obsessive-compulsive people. Stand in your power, but be kind to those who are feeling beaten up by the world, which is guaranteed to be an experience this week. Think about when you give your power away and how you can reclaim your energetic life force. Be willing to go into your emotional depths and get in touch with that vulnerability and decide how best to protect it and defend it. The work week begins under an Aquarian moon, time to revel in the calmness of the July evenings and perhaps wish upon a star. Pick Venus, the first evening star to brightly twinkle back at you. Remember, stars twinkle and planets beam. Stars are usually in the same position every night. So enjoy learning about the sky and beyond. This is an excellent time for sharing higher ideals and working with people who have a different philosophy than you. Always keep in mind that others can be right too, even if there is a difference between your perspectives. This is one of those easy work weeks where you can just get in your groove and keep going. If you're away on vacation, this can be a glorious rest time. On Friday evening, the moon moves into active Aries for the weekend. Mercury makes harmony with Jupiter on Friday, helping you to have light conversation on the higher philosophical or travel topics. Mercury would have you plan a short trip, and Jupiter wants to go to somewhere exotic. Jupiter is the philosopher and traveler of the zodiac, so talk about distant places over lunch with some optimistic people and help each other plan where you're going to go next. Just keep an eye on your wallet and be careful not to overspend. This passionate Aries energy continues on Saturday, suggesting that you move your body around a little bit and also talk with your family and friends. Pick the new crops in your garden or plan some time swimming at the local pool or beach. Go for that walk with your favorite pet. Enjoy the sun and the lightness of summer. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Visions of Reality. The website is www.new-visions.com. If you'd like to call to make an appointment or ask a question, the 24-hour answering service is 201-934-8986. Thank you for listening, and I'll see you next week. And now, let's get back to Let's Find Out with Elizabeth Joyce on bbsradio.com. This is Elizabeth Joyce from Let's Find Out. I just wanted to let you know about my summer schedule. Usually in the summertime, I write a book. I've been doing that since 2007. However, this summer, I will be on the road, being in some movies, as well as writing my first screenplay. The screenplay is about the book that's just come out, Unlimited Realities, and we have wonderful support. So expect the film to be out in about a year. In the meantime, I'm offering tarot lessons by Skype. I teach how to get started in meditation and how to keep up your meditative practice. I train people to give readings at the psychic fairs so that they can begin to earn an income. And I also do spiritual counseling. I am here for you. You can reach me at Elizabeth_Joyce@Verizon.net, or you can check my website, www.new-visions.com, for my schedule during the summer. Also, why don't you have a psychic party? I'll come and give readings to you and your friends, and we can have a great time. What a wonderful summer experience that is. Your questions will be answered, and you can record the session if you like. Hoping to hear from you, and thank you for listening to Let's Find Out at bbsradio.com, Station 2, on Sunday nights at 9 p.m. Eastern and 6 p.m. Pacific. Now let's get back to the show. This is Elizabeth Joyce from Let's Find Out. I wanted to let everyone know that my new book, a memoir, called Unlimited Realities, is now available on Amazon.com. It just got released from the publisher this week. This memoir is the life of a gifted seer and healer, how a woman transcends from pain and sorrow as destiny taps her on the shoulder. Rather than just shrugging off her problems, she began to gaze inward and upward. She became spiritually awakened and floated above her body, gaining wisdom and knowledge. When I was 8, I became ill with a touch of TB. We lived in Ridgewood, New Jersey, but Mother had grown up in Warner, New Hampshire, where her mother and family still lived. I was shipped up to Grandma's to live for a year, which was the beginning of saving my soul as well as my life. When Dick Clark was with us, He reviewed the America Bandstand chapter of Unlimited Realities and absolutely loved it. He said that Unlimited Realities would make a great read. So order yours now at Amazon.com, or you can order it from my website, www.new-visions.com. Don't miss this one. It is a great read and shows you a lot about now as well as the hereafter and what happens to us after we pass from this earth plane. Thank you for listening to Let's Find Out. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out. I would like you to be a guest on my BBS radio show, Let's Find Out. It's a live internet radio show on bbsradio.com at Station 2. We discuss holistic health modalities, ESP, psychic services, New Age books, and much, much more. BBS Radio has a great worldwide listenership, and we utilize an over 6,000 name email list every week to promote our guests. This is really a great way to advertise yourself, your business, your interests, your books or products, to promote yourself and your website and gain credibility. You will love this. Being on the air is really a lot of fun. The show is an hour long, and you can talk about yourself and promote your gifts and your talents any way you please. We will create a list of 15 questions or more that I will ask you during the show to focus on that which you want to promote. I would love to book you as a guest for the show. We are on Sunday nights live at 9 p.m. Eastern and 6 p.m. Pacific. If this sounds like something you would like to do, please send me an email for the Let's Find Out agreement form and all the details. My email is elizabeth.joyce.bbsradio@gmail.com. We are now booking air dates from June 1st through September 2017. Thank you for your consideration.
You're listening to Let's Find Out on bbsradio.com. Station 2. If internet radio has a name, it's BBS Radio, the number one live internet radio talk show on the planet. It's Let's Find Out, an honored guest come every Sunday night at 9 p.m. Eastern and 6 p.m. Pacific. If you'd like to call in and ask a question, dial 888-429-5471. Again, that's 888-429-5471 in the U.S. and Canada. If you're just tuning in and would like to hear this show in its entirety tomorrow, you can download it at the archive link at bbsradio.com. Remember, if it's not mainstream, it's BBS Radio. So now, let's find out with host Elizabeth Joyce.
Comes the sun, I say it's all right.
Of course, the Beatles singing Here Comes the Sun, which was written by Paul McCartney. I love that song. I have for years, and I thought I would play something positive while we talk about the Capricorn full moon, which could prove to be difficult and a life-changing event, which is happening tonight. This is Elizabeth Joyce on BBS Radio with Let's Find Out. And I have been talking about what we need to do the most important thing to do, of course, is to go within, especially during the time of the eclipse on August 21st. Start communicating and taking notes and journalize your thoughts from your blessed higher self. And that will lead you out of whatever you need to work through. We're having calls tonight, and the number to call in to ask your questions is 888-429-5471. I have Genevieve from California. Genevieve?
Yes, hi, Elizabeth. Thank you. Thank you for taking my call.
What can I do for you?
I've been divorced for 32 years, working real estate, taking good care of myself, and earning a decent income. So I'm 74 right now. I'm hoping to retire when I'm 80. Will I have the ability to make enough income the next 5 years to help me retire?
I'm not sure that you will. You are about to have Saturn come into your sun, and that's going to happen next year. So I would say through 75 feels comfortable to me. But after that, there will be some challenges and problems. I think there will be, Genevieve, with everybody that's in real estate over the next few years. Remember, we're going back into the energies of 2008. A lot of the banking laws have been deregulated, and people are being lent money, and the banks know darn well they can't pay it back. So we have problems ahead. I would try to cast my thoughts to the end of 2018 and then decide where you want to live, how you can tone down, and how you can make whatever changes you need to make.
So do not spend my savings. Okay.
Absolutely not.
Sure.
Do not.
All right. So I hear you loud and clear.
Good. And you'll work through it. You'll know if you meditate and you build on your meditation practice, you will be guided and you will be also protected. A Saturn return is very difficult. And it's also going to hit your sun, both of them at the same time. Do you know what time you were born? Do you happen to know your rising sign, Genevieve?
Yes, Libra is my rising sign.
Libra is your rising sign. So you're being affected now. You're going to get a little taste of what it is now, because Jupiter in Libra is being squared in the Grand Cross, and it's a cardinal sign. So pay attention to what's happening now and act accordingly. Whereabouts in California are you?
I'm in Los Angeles.
I feel a move coming to you. I feel it very strongly. I think it might be next spring or summer, and you may not be aware of it yet, but look to the good. Know that if the move comes, it's going to come from an offer that's going to better your life, and keep yourself open and you'll be fine.
Very good. Well, thank you, Elizabeth. Thank you so very much.
You're welcome.
Have a good night. Bye-bye.
So here we are talking about the eclipse that's coming. Humanity's evolution and survival depends on awakening into the heart-centered consciousness. Our planet is on the brink of catastrophic environmental collapse caused by human ignorance and greed. Due to massive over-exploitation of resources, soil, water, and pollution, over 140,000 species are disappearing from the planet each year. This is the greatest loss that we've had since the vanishing of the dinosaurs 65 million years ago. We are poised at the tipping point of self-extinction. Many scientists believe we may already have crossed the line of irreversible damage. You can certainly find a wealth of information on the internet that will give you more news about this. We have reached a crucial turning point. It's time to come fully into our own power and share our gifts. Everybody runs around saying, what should I do now? What's my life purpose? Your life purpose is to love and to serve. Your life purpose is to take your talents and to take the action to create them and build them and strengthen them. And that's what we all need to do. We are all born for something. We are all born with wonderful, wonderful talents. Some of us don't even tap into them or deny them. And it's time for us to go forward. For insights and tools on how to harness your transformation power of this eclipse, go within, meditate, start keeping a journal. I know that the trick is to find out what it is, what you have to give, and to use it. We have to find it. We have to give it away so that there'll always be more. We can be lights for each other. And through each one's illumination, we will see the way. Each of us is the seed, a silent promise. And you know what? It's always spring. So I told you before that we have to watch for the three P's, which are passions, power, and patience. And you'll see a lot of this working through the government and worldwide powers over the next few weeks, coming to a culmination on August 21st or within 2 months afterwards. I think we're in for some challenging events, especially with finances and with real estate and with some of our natural resources. But we're going to have to go through it because the only way out is the way through. Just remember this. When it comes to transcendence and a transformation of power and making a life change, keep your eyes on the divine and always be mindful. Have faith. This strength will carry you through any obstacles that you can face in life. Go into the silence. So it's time to really revisit what you're doing in life, what your life purpose is, what you have studied your life, and whether or not you should let it go and try something new, whether you should enhance it and maybe do it in a different way, whether you should leave the job and go to a better job, or maybe begin to work with a partner. All of these things are moving along. Some people are going to get married and move away. Some people are going to have their parents come and live with them. Some people are going to have to take care of the elderly. And some of us might even be going out and doing some volunteer work. A change of pace is coming. And we are supposed to be gathering with our community as well, and working through our community so that we can have a higher consciousness for everyone. Higher consciousness comes as a wave of energy. And this is in my book, Ascension, Accessing the Fifth Dimension. I wrote that book in 2010, before the new energies came onto the planet. And it is a wonderful, wonderful book with so much information in it. And the good thing about Ascension is that it never gets old. So you can go back and reread some of the chapters, and it will guide you to what you need to do. You need to discover how to do things in new ways. So are you feeling lonely? Are you feeling empty? Are you feeling that you can't move forward or that you don't know how? That is the question. Again, this is Elizabeth Joyce, but let's find out. We can take a couple of more questions if you'd like to call. 888-429-5471. This full moon, because it conjuncts Pluto, is really powerful. I know some people say, oh, astrology is bunk, and I don't believe in it, and the moon can't rule us. Well, it does, because it brings in all of the ocean waves, and it brings in a very strong power that can wane or can become strong depending on what full moon, whether it's a super full moon or not. And the closer it gets to the Earth, the more power that it has. If it can move the ocean waves, it certainly can move the water inside of you. And we are 75% water in our physical bodies. So please remember that. And the key, of course, again, is to go within. I'm going to tell you that you can look at how the eclipse is coming on the Nassau map. It runs through Oregon. It runs through Idaho. It runs through Northern California. It runs through Maryland. The Hawaiian Islands might experience a small portion of it up at Kauai, that island that's at the top. It's visible in North America, It's also close to the ascendant degree of Donald Trump, who's at 29 degrees Leo, and very near his natal Mars at 26 degrees Leo. So it could be very energizing and extreme for both the President of the United States and our country as well. Astrology is a wonderful tool for us. Of course, it's not the at-all, end-all. Some of you might just go right through and not have anything happen so much. You may not have any tragedies at this time, but remember, eclipse is good for 6 months in and 6 months out. So those are things to think about. I'm not wishing anybody tragedy. I'm just trying to tell you that when it does come, to be ready and prepare for it. Also, some of the things that psychics may tell you when you go for your reading is that you will have an experience and you find that you don't have it, but one of your family members has it. That's just what happens sometimes in readings. They pick up the event, but they may not quite get the details of who it happens to. The solar eclipse crosses across the United States in the final or critical degree of Leo. We also have other planets that are going to be at 29 degrees. Mars, Mercury, Uranus, and Neptune. This asks us, how is society organized? That's going to be one of the most powerful questions of this eclipse. How is society organized? Do we like what it has done for us, or do changes have to be made? When I sit and think of that question, the first thing that I remember and think about are our refugees, 2 million of them crossing into other countries to get away from oppression. And it tells you right now that we need to do better with our society. This is going to make us aware of the necessity of compassion and that you absolutely must connect with Source to get through these times. The Capricorn moon will help you out on the brakes if you can release, let go, and don't fight it. Just go with it. If you have a change, understand that change has been coming for a long time and that you're going to go with it and accept it, and you'll figure out what to do about it later when you go back into your meditations. We have to create the void first and then get filled up with the new. I call it destruction before reconstruction. You must connect with Source over and over. Just what the doctor ordered is for you to focus, to be serious, and to face this intense period over these next few weeks so that you can be helpful, take an action, be nurturing, be supportive, be strong, and be patient. Your patience will really be tested, I promise. So this is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out. It's now time for us to go into our meditation. The name of the meditation is Flowing into the Oneness, and it's going to be followed by a beautiful song that's played on the synthesizers. It's called The Stars Go With You by Jean Serret, and you will love it. So you'll be able to do the meditation, and then you'll be able to float in that space that you create and perhaps get some messages about what's coming for you. What is your life-changing event? Please keep in touch. My email again is Elizabeth_Joyce@Verizon.net. My 24-hour answering service is 201-934-8986. Next week, we'll have more of this type of a show. We'll have a call-in show, and we'll be discussing more subjects about this coming event and what's happening for the rest of the year. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out. Thank you very much for listening. I'll see you next week, and good night. And now it's time to prepare for the Let's Find Out weekly meditation. Sit with both feet flat on the floor, have your spine straight,
You can hold your circuits, your thumb and your index finger on each hand with open palms. And you can lay down on the bed if you wish, as long as you're comfortable with your spine straight. Close your eyes. We're going to go into the oneness. The oneness that I call God, whose presence I have recognized, whose pleasure or displeasure I have sought, has been seeing his life through my eyes. Take a deep breath. Release the breath. God hears through my ears. His breath comes through my breathing. His intuition I have felt. Therefore, I know. I know that this body, which I had thought to be my own, is really a temple to God. I did not realize this before. Take a deep breath. Release the breath. I am one with the universe. All of my DNA is in alignment with the divine. I walk with the breath of God. I talk with the breath of God. I feel with a sense of God's presence. Therefore, I dwell in love, peace, and harmony. Take a deep breath. Release the breath. I did not know that this body was a shrine to God. Not knowing that God experiences life through mankind. One is always seeking God somewhere else, in some person or energy, any kind of a diversion you can think of that is apart and aloof from this world. Oh, but the secret is, all the time, God is within oneself. Take a deep breath. Release the breath. Your entire life lies behind you. When you stop and review the past, you see the learning and the joys. And you remember the bittersweet victories and sorrows. You know now that all experiences have revealed great lessons to you. And you are held in the moment when you realize that living the past is what it took to bring you here. Take a deep breath. Release the breath. Observe it all, bless it all, everything you've experienced in life, every person you've ever met, every experience you've ever had. Bless it all and release it. For in letting go of the pain, when releasing your fears, perhaps through salty tears, you are healing the feelings of failure, rejection, and betrayal. Release it all now. Take a deep breath. Release the breath. Once free of this, you can reclaim your true power. With truth and love buried deep within your heart, step through that gateway now. see yourself going into the bright amber light of the gateway. Step through it. And be thankful to fate for bringing you here in this place where you are at this moment. Take a deep breath. Release the breath. I want to say thank you to Spirit for all of your goodness and all of your care. There are some who will call it energy, and there are some who will call it prayer. But you know what? There is something to this spiritual force. It's reverent, peaceful, and freeing to know that the journey of the soul that you are making is for me as well as for you. This is what creates the oneness. Embrace it, enliven it, and enjoy it. And remember, live only for that which brings you fulfillment. Cast aside anything else. Live only for that which brings you fulfillment, because God is within yourself. Take a deep breath. Release the breath. Now allow yourself to go deeply into silence and enjoy the music.